sets, always gathering on my lungs, and these melancholy cumbersome feet that lead me towards the ever setting
Start it right when,
right when it ends.
Right when it ends.
Even before,
which is I think the key to any sort of thing
is end it before it needs to be ended.
Exactly. So you're if you're just tuning into the old radio, you're listening to, of course, Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
FM.
Broadcasting live from.
Oh, where are we?
Okay, so
I got on a bus to get here, so there must be a way.
Okay, so there's definitely roads that lead to where we are.
Rome, because all roads lead to Rome.
Right, but I did not see the Colosseum.
And all roads go by the Colosseum, so yeah. It can't be there.
Yeah, because that's
maybe like we're going out of Rome.
Well, then that doesn't make sense. Then we could be anywhere at that point.
Yeah,
anywhere. Okay, we're not Rome.
We're not in Rome.
That's good.
Did you see Big Ben on your way here?
Well, we tried to get Big Ben onto the show, but. I did not see the big old clock named Ben.
No. Did you see any aqueducts?
That could put us in the Roman Empire.
Yeah, that could put us in most of Europe. Really, they kind of did a number.
I didn't see any aqueducts. Okay, but you know what I did see?
What?
I saw these three letters.
Yeah.
U, C, and B. Not that order, but they were big. I saw them. And when I first came into this area.
Not in that order?
Not in that order, though. Okay. It wasn't the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Oh, but we would like to go there one day.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. One in Des Moines is pretty good. I'd say it's probably BCU then. Britain's College and
right.
University.
That doesn't sound right, though.
Right, we aren't in Europe.
Yeah. We are in British Columbia.
Yes. Okay. British Columbia University?
Wait, Jack, question for you.
Yeah.
In between the months of September and April, what kind of program, like what kind of institution are you enrolled in?
A university.
Okay. I think we got it.
I think we do.
I think we got it.
We're in the
University of Columbian British Columbia.
Hey, we did it.
On the unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Knew that one right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once you know one, you're like, bam, bam, everything.
Oh, it's like riding a bike.
All the files are open.
Yeah. Once you get on the seat, you know what to do with your feet. That's what I like to say about bicycles.
Yeah. Which is sometimes when you're doing something that doesn't need your feet when you're sitting down, like in a plane. But I guess
it's
useful. You would know what to do with your feet, i.e. not really move them around.
Yes.
So I guess that applies to most things.
Do you think, do planes have a gas pedal? Or like a
you
clutch
mean like in the pilot seat,
yeah.
Because they don't give that to the passengers.
No, they don't just have one passenger. It's like, okay, so you're in an exit row and you have the gas pedal. Do you feel comfortable doing this?
And they're surprisingly people are okay with it. I think that you get some interesting characters doing that.
It's the guy with the gear shift. He's really in trouble. Yeah, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what the guy with the gas pedal is doing.
No, and he has to listen to the RPMs to know when to shift, right?
And they put it in the bathroom. So it's that poor guy who sneaks into the bathroom before the plane takes off.
Yeah.
That's their sort of payback.
And he always is trying to smoke a cigarette in the bathroom, but they tell you it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The alarms go off, you know? Yeah. You're going to get in trouble.
I figured out the way to do it. You just rip the smoke detector off and flush it down the toilet.
So our show...
What do we do here, Tristan?
Usually on our show, we have discussions. Sometimes we'll have guests. Sometimes we'll have segments. And then other times we'll have nothing at all. And we'll just sort of see what happens. I am, of course, Tristan Wheeler.
I am Jack Danger.
Oh.
Lamming. Just my middle name.
Wait, was
Danger.
That little... Oh, that was a... Oh, I thought it was a warning.
Watch out! My last name is Lamming.
Because I was surprised that it was just... You're just going to say Lamming. You didn't say, like, fire in the house now or, you know, some other sort of scary thing that would be dangerous.
Right.
Right.
No.
No.
I didn't say that. I just said that my name is Jack Lamming. Mm-hmm. Nothing's on fire.
That's good.
Actually, I couldn't...
Hey,
I couldn't say that... 100%. There may be something on fire somewhere.
Oh, in the world.
Yeah.
I think that's very... That's likely because, I mean, the sun and it's daytime somewhere. That's technically a type of fire.
Yeah.
Last I checked.
We cracked that code. So something's on fire. My report that there was no danger was wildly overstated. I'd like to apologize.
Wait, what's that? That's the death? Someone's death?
The reports of my death were exaggerated. Oh, all right, should we read off some news?
Yeah, so we have a fun little news segment, and we're going to have some news to discuss. Here's, we should say at the same time. Ready?
We've got some news to discuss. Is this what you want me to play for the news segment?
No.
Okay.
It's the thing we always do.
What?
Okay, why don't we just go to the... We won't do a theme song today.
No theme song. It's just the news. I'm clearly behind you on something here.
Well, I thought... I should have explained.
You should have maybe clarified.
My mistake.
Comedy is all about explanations, Tristan.
Yeah.
The most fun part of a joke is explaining it.
Intricate explanations.
Yeah. Are you leaving me behind? Where are you going? Oh, hey. Whoa, those are really loud. Hi. Talking about the headphones.
That's really loud.
These headphones are really loud.
Well, as we were saying.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
All right, some news to discuss.
Some news to
China
discuss.
Threatens tariffs on the U.S. Bracket. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Close bracket.
Probably bad.
What do you think?
What is your knowledge on China-U.S. trade?
Because
I know you're always talking about this.
I'm talking about how much I love dollar stores. Because when you go into a dollar store... I don't think it's very controversial to say that most of the stuff was made in China. Would you agree with me?
I would agree that that's not controversial.
Would you agree that most stuff was made in China in a dollar store?
I don't know. I'd have to see for myself.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Welcome to the dollar store.
All aboard.
All aboard the dollar store express. Choo, choo. Those are coins flying out.
We use your dollars to fuel this train.
Boing! We're here.
All right, well.
Hey, look at this. All right. I found a pencil cup. Where's this made?
China.
Look at this. I found a bunch of pencil crayons. What are they made of?
They're made of wood.
What are they made from?
Wood.
And where are they made from?
China?
Yep.
Okay.
Look at this. Mechanical pencils. Where are these?
We got to go to a different section.
All right, here we go.
I think the point has been made.
All right, here.
I think
an eye pencil.
Hmm.
It's a makeup thing, I'm assuming.
Oh,
where was this made, Tristan?
If my eyes do deceive me, looks like that says China too.
If they do deceive you, yeah. So it's made in Canada. All right.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Let's get back on the train. Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Next stop. Radio Pizza Party.
Choo-choo. All aboard. We're here.
Wow.
All disaboard. Get off my train.
The wonders of rail travel. It's so quick.
Yep. Good thing there's a dollar store in the radio station.
Yeah. So, Jack, what's the next piece of news?
There's a mutiny happening in Germany, which makes me uncomfortable.
Did you see about this, Jack?
No, there's a mutiny.
There's my understanding is the Minister of the Interior of Germany is trying to take over the party away from Merkel's. Is that true?
I don't know. Germany, Google. Oh, yeah. A battle over migration is threatening to topple Angela Merkel.
Mm-hmm. So I think the Minister of the Interior, I guess, would probably be anti-immigration. And he's probably doing some power moves.
Dang.
Dang, son.
Where did I find this? On The Guardian. Horst Seehofer, Germany's interior minister, remained poised to carry out a threat to introduce police controls on Germany's southern border, according to reports on Friday.
What,
as leading
like Italy? I don't know if I know the borders.
Me neither. As leading members of his CSU party, junior partners of Merkel's CDU and the coalition government, ooh, urged the chancellor to back down. Whoa.
Uh-oh. Strange things are afoot in the southern border of Germany.
That's that.
We discussed it, and this is just called some news to discuss. So
here's some more news solved. To discuss. This next one's pretty bad, so I'm going to agree with you there. A grassroots peace movement in Afghanistan is going to need a whole lot of grass to beat the U.S. military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Like, are you saying that they need to get all the soldiers to smoke weed?
No. I would say that they just, if there's grass, if you know, it's a grassroots movement, they're going to need a lot of grassroots. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a pretty arid
climate. Just the
roots.
Maybe work on the stems there, people. You got the second longest military operation in U.S. history.
Second longest?
I believe it's so. I looked it up.
Cool. Research, boys.
Yeah.
Yeet. Yeet. It's like my favorite movie, Happy Yeet.
Wow. That's the one about the little penguin who just yeets. I don't know. What is a yeet? Is it
I think it's...
Like, I know the poet.
Like, yeets?
Yeah, like WB.
Yeet. Here's a vine called Yeet Dance.
I don't know. Is this going to be potentially... something we want to play. So I guess
it's just a kid dancing, and he does a yeet dance.
Cool. Engaging stuff for the listeners here.
All right. Interesting. You're swiveling around towards me here.
No, it's just.
He's plugging in his laptop.
You don't need to narrate it.
Let's just keep going.
No, you don't need to.
Oh, I don't need to.
Is there any more news to discuss?
No, you only wrote three. Should I make some up?
No. That's not how news works.
All right, here's our unfiltered, unbiased news. All right, Tristan's back. We don't have to go through that.
So I guess that has been some news to discuss.
Yeah, I'll play us out a little bit here.
Can I? Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Would you want to say something?
I just wanted to say I respect you.
Thanks. No. All right, and that's the news theme song. Thank you.
If you're a regular listener to RPP, we've been gone for 2 weeks, roughly.
Yeah,
we've been both going through transitionary periods in our lives.
Yeah.
We're transitioning from not having a job.
We've been transitioning to having a job.
So that's a big one.
I've been transitioning from liquid
to solid.
You're wrong, man.
Oh, gas.
Can you see through me right now? Yeah, so I'm a gas.
All right.
You should learn that. I'm odorless, and I don't have any taste.
That's not what I heard.
Speaking of transitions, I heard you were considering renaming.
Oh yeah, so because you went away to London, which you went away to the UK, which we'll discuss. But I did want to say one thing. I did a lot of thinking, and I mean, I'm kind of upset.
Okay.
First of all, because I had this idea, and then the pancake chain. Well, I guess it's not a pancake chain anymore, but
it's a bancake chain.
FKA IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
Now IHOB.
Yeah.
They transitioned from IHOP to IHOB, changing the P to a B, i.e. pancakes to burgers. And there was a big hype about that. And that's something, and I'm upset because I had that idea for this show.
So
to change the name. And I wanted to hype up what the...
Do you want to do that now?
Well, I guess we could now. Yeah, so I did record a little hype song to hype up not IHOB, but RPB. RPB rather than RPP. We're instituting a change, ladies and gentlemen and everyone listening.
Rad.
So, Jack, do you want to hit it?
Kick it! Is this the music that you've put in the file? Oh, wait, never mind.
What?
Well, I found it. Okay. Don't worry. Here.
Thank you.
Let's start RPB. So that was RPB. That was,
so that's the hype thing that I wanted to instigate into the show there. And I'm not gonna say what the B
is. It pizza?
No.
Okay, good, because that would have been quite lame.
That would have been weird.
It would have been weird.
But maybe we'll play that song periodically throughout.
Just in case the hype dies a little bit.
Yeah, to just hype up RPB, which I will be
Bevealing.
Bevealing.
It's not Radio Pizza Bevealing?
No, it's not that.
Okay, can I keep guessing?
I'll give you three more guesses.
Bump thing.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to save the rest.
Okay, I like that. That's a strategic choice because something I say later might...
Ooh, might bip it off?
Might give you some...
Right. All right, insight. So this is RPB. And RPB. Do you want to change the format at all? Or do we want to tease that the format changes?
Well, we're going to tease that.
All right.
Little teaser trailer for you.
Hey, you know, we got a little teaser for the cheesers.
Hell, you cheesers.
Well, a little bite
teasers.
Of halloumi before
halloumi.
We get into the show.
Is that a type of cheese?
Yes.
Oh, of course. I know that.
You know, they don't really make it over here. They make it in jolly old England.
Which
though.
Transitions us to our next piece of topic.
Our next piece of topic is us picking the topic for the show?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's play that theme song. These show notes are very sparse.
Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
Here we are, picking a topic. What do you think?
The topic for this week's...
Pick a number between 1 and 1,000, Tristan.
1,000.
Keep in mind, I only have one topic, so you better nail it or we got nothing to talk about.
Oh, okay. 8.
Oh,
three,
you go.
7. Ooh, I feel like I made a mistake.
You got it.
Oh.
Which is weird. I had one topic, but I didn't tell you. I put it on all 1,000 numbers. So,
oh, okay. Yeah.
You're all good.
Oh, okay. That was stressful. Why'd you have to do that to me?
Got to keep you on your toes, even though you're sitting down right now.
So I am.
Yeah. You hadn't noticed?
So what is that one topic?
Health.
Health?
Health.
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 Health?
Health.
Wow, that's probably going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jack, what do you think of health? Give me some insight.
If you're talking to me about health, I'd like to stay in and good. I want to be in good health.
Well, you want to be in health and good health?
I want to be in good health.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If you're saying, what kind of health do you want to be? E. I want to be healthy.
Okay.
What do you want to be? Also, if I was to describe it in a letter, I'd like to be. Well, two letters. B and E. I want to be health E. I could keep going.
No, yeah. That's good. I like it. So
you do?
So Jack wants to be healthy, wants to be in good health, mm-hmm. wants to be
healthy. Do you want to be healthy?
Healthful. I can take or leave being healthy.
Why?
Well, because when you think about how fun it is to be healthy, it's not that fun. You got to sit there, you eat a piece of spinach, you know, you'll have like a couple of, you know, eggs or something in the morning. But when you're not healthy, you sit there, you can eat whatever you find off the streets. You can just drink rainwater and you're unhealthy.
Drink out of the stream like a deer. Deer are healthy.
Are deer healthy?
I'd say in most scenarios, unless you hit them with a car.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't consider the wilderness a very conducive environment to health.
Tell that to about 100 trillion animals, Tristan.
I don't think those 100 trillion animals are like walking in the park. Like, I'm pretty sure it's struggle in perpetuity for them.
I guess that's sort of why we built cars, isn't it?
Yeah. And houses and civilization.
And radio stations.
And radio stations, because running around in the woods trying to not die forever.
Doesn't sound fun,
no.
Does it?
So is the wilderness healthy?
Yeah,
you get those people who say, oh, natural, you should all go back to that time because that's true health. But then when you think about it, you had a higher chance of getting eaten by a bear.
I went to class with a girl who was a Luddite.
Yeah? Yeah, you told me about this. And what was her opinion on getting eaten by bears? Did you ever discuss that?
No. She just thought we should destroy all the shuttles, the shuttlecocks.
Tennis?
Yeah. She wanted to destroy all the shuttlecocks in tennis.
Oh, okay.
And tennis rackets. That was her main thing she didn't like.
So she was more of a tennis Luddite.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She hated Andre Agassi.
Mm, what did she think of Roger Federer?
Oh, she was cool with him. He had hair, so.
Oh, okay. Just don't play the sport, but hang around.
No, she was cool if he played the sport. Oh. She was an Andre Agassi Luddite.
Oh,
she wanted Andre Agassi to be younger again so that he'd still have hair.
And for him to stop playing tennis or just for him to
be younger? Just for him to be younger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just more of a fan of a younger, what's his name?
Andre Agassi. Yeah.
Which so that, I mean, I can probably get behind. He's an athlete, so he's probably be better then. I don't know.
Yeah. He doesn't play anymore.
I don't know who he is.
You don't know who Andre Agassi is?
I know he's a tennis player from this conversation in the context.
You've never heard of Andre Agassi before? Mm-hmm. He's a ledge. He looks like Bono.
Does he?
But not at all. He looks more like Michael Stipend.
Michael Stipend, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we have some emails.
Yeah, so I had some emails that we got. So Jack, you know we have the Radio Pizza Party email, which is anyone can send an email to, and it's
radiopizzaparty@gmail.com.
radiopizzaparty@gmail.com. And you'll find that if you look in the inbox, Jack, I'm not sure if you've ever checked the inbox before.
No.
But there's emails there. But then there's another second inbox.
Oh, you're telling me there's boxes inside of these boxes?
There's a few different of them. Sorry. Let me just reach them. I have to do a bit of digging. But you might have seen this. If you click to more labels, there's this little thing called spam.
Yes.
And you get other emails in there.
Yes.
There's other emails. And these ones are like, they should have been in the inbox. They look very important.
Yeah. I'm seeing one from Mikhail Friedman.
Yeah, so...
Would you like me to read those
out? Yeah, if you want to read that Mikhail Friedman, because like I don't know why we slept on this. We got this 13 days ago. This could be too late.
That's pretty important. Hello, I'm Mikhail Friedman. Has selected you specially as one of my beneficiaries for my charitable donation. Just as I have declared on May 23, 2016, to give my fortune as charity. Check the link below for confirmation.
And then there's a link to a...
internationalbusinesstimes.co.uk. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, websites registered in the UK are pretty... it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty small island. Reply as soon as possible with further directives. Best regards, Mikhail Friedman.
So we slept on this because, like... This Mikhail Friedman guy, he Russian billionaire, sending us of all people an email. I think we need to reply to this. And I don't know why Google made it so we couldn't see it, because that doesn't seem fair.
Right. Do you want me to start drafting it and then you just sort of dictate it out to me?
The email to Michael?
Yeah.
Or Mr. Friedman. Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, I thought I was dictating it.
Sir? Here, like, you correct me if I say anything weird.
That's not dictating.
All right. You dictate me.
Okay, Jack, maybe you should do it.
Hello, sir.
That's okay. So far, so good.
We want...
Yeah, I think want is a good
your
word.
Money.
Okay, stop right there.
Yeah.
Maybe put that one sentence after. Like,
bury the lead?
Bury the
bit?
Lead a little bit. So say, hey, we're Tristan and Jack. Maybe put start with that.
Tristan.
A-N with my name.
And his friend.
Yeah.
Jack.
I mean, maybe, Chain, can you do colleague on that one, actually?
Yes.
Just, I mean, I don't want him to get too presumptuous. Or you, even.
Here, we're Tristan and you.
No. I want you to, instead of you, say Jack, because that's going to be you. That's going to be Jack Lamming you writing it, so just say Jack. Say Jack. Just write the word Jack, and we can just move on.
Okay. Hi. Hello, sir. Jack. All right,
no,
what's the next sentence?
No, okay. So I see how that could have been confusing how you described
okay.
it.
Okay.
Hello, sir. We are Tristan and Jack.
You don't need to introduce yourself to me.
No, cause
oh, for the email. Okay,
yeah.
Email. All right, I'll write that.
Type that down, please. Wow.
What's my next sentence?
Should be a typist. Your next sentence should be, though, we want your money. I like that.
We want... Mm-hmm. You are.
Y, well, do it.
Money.
No, do Y-O-U-R. Did you spell it like that, or did you do it like the apostrophe one?
I did apostrophe R.
Just
We want money. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to be clear.
All right, what if I do Y apostrophe R? Your money.
He might like that.
Yeah.
Russians, I feel like they have like that. That's kind of what their language sounds like, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in.
If you're Russian, call in 604-822-2487. All right, so that's the
or
next
if you know
sentence.
How Russians speak. 822. Oh, what is it?
All right, so what I've got so far.
2487.
Yeah, so what I've got so far is we're Tristan and Jack. We want your money. Mm-hmm. Call in 604-822-2487.
I think, yeah.
All right.
Send that off.
Call in 604-822. How do you spell 822?
Just use the numbers.
How do I spell 7?
There's like numbers on your computer that they just do it for you. You don't even have to write
right.
the word.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that I see those. Yeah.
Yeah. Use those ones.
Okay. Cool.
No. Yeah. Those. Yeah. Those ones there. Yeah. No. That's a. That's a P. Jack.
So
that's
I have
a P.
Oh.
Can you change that to 7? Thank you. All right.
So I have. We're Tristan and Jack. We want your money. Call in. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0.
No. Do you click them all?
Yeah. You said use the numbers.
No. I
use them in order.
Okay.
Oh, do you want them in like a different order?
I want them in the phone numbers order.
I can't use an 8 twice, man.
Yes, you can.
There's 3 2s in there. He's not going to believe that.
Okay, well, why don't we just... I don't know if this is going to work.
I'm just going to say, thanks, Sven. So he doesn't know who it's coming from.
Yeah, okay.
Sent.
Yeah, sent. And then there's one more in here. I don't know if we should reply to this because this could get us. I don't even know if we should say this on the radio, but it's from Brenda Wilson. So can I read this one?
Yeah, do it.
I am Sergeant Brenda Wilson. So military person. Brenda, that would probably be.
Woman's name, I presume.
Woman's name, yeah. Originally from Lake Jackson, Texas, USA. So we get a little bit of an origin story. That's good. I personally made a special research and I came across your information. I am presently writing this mail to you from U.S. military base Kabul, Afghanistan. I have secured business proposal for you. Reply me if interested for more info on my private email, brendawilsonsgt@gmail.com. Unsubscribe. It ends with the word unsubscribe.
Okay. So, first red flag here. This is from Brenda Wilson, and the email address is katie.ramirez@umcc.cu. I Googled that. It's Universidad de Matanzas, which is...
In Cuba.
is that where it
Matanzas? Is? Matanzas, I think, is in Cuba.
That explains the Cuban flag on the website. Okay. So she's not in Kabul. We know that. Maybe she's confused.
I'm also curious on what our podcast, our radio show and podcast would have to do with a military operation. So that's another point of skepticism for me.
Yes. Here's my thought.
Psychological torture?
Yes. You know when like people, who was it? Was it Saddam or somebody who stayed in their embassy forever and they just like played amazing songs until they came out and they wanted to join the dance party that they had going outside?
Yeah, I remember that. That was like emotional like moment.
Yeah. Maybe it's that. They're going to have us doing a live show. And it's like, oh, we'd sit out there like, we need a guest. What are we going to do? And we just do that for days and days.
until they're like, okay.
John Taliban comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
And is like, hey, guys, I've got some funny stories to tell.
I got some wacky, let me tell you.
He's got a couple of Taliban tales.
Yeah.
And he comes out and joins the party.
So maybe that's what Brenda Wilson's wanting us to do.
All right. Okay. Okay.
But it's also a business proposal.
I'm assuming we'd get paid for three straight days of radio.
I do want to say that the ending salutation, is that what that would be called? Is just the word unsubscribe.
Maybe she's like, I want to unsubscribe from writing this email.
Okay.
All right. I'm starting salutations with you, Brenda. Comma.
We'll take it. I think we can probably just do that, no?
We'll take it. Take it one word or two?
One word. I like that. Yeah. That's a good flair.
Jack Tristan, all caps.
Yeah, she's going to love that energy.
We'll take it. Jack Tristan. Anything else?
Maybe can you do like a horse emoji at the end? I feel like that's a good brand.
No.
I don't want you to write that. I just want you to
period.
Add.
I think that's a good brand.
No, I want you to put.
Exclamation mark.
No, Jack, I want you to put.
And sent. What was that?
I'm just worried. I was curious about the secured business proposal, but.
Now you're not?
Well, now, but I don't know if we're going to get it because you weren't listening to me at the end there, but.
Well, too bad.
Too bad. Well, I think now's a good time to have a QLB, and we'll continue
on. Let's do a QLB.
The...
Oh, my Gmail was blocked. I think the person's email was deleted.
Or maybe Gmail was like, "Don't. What are you doing? Trying to reply to these people?"
There's an unwanted folder in my. Oh, there's no conversations.
So why don't we?
Let's do a QLB. Do you have a song picked out? Is that the one that was in the
yeah,
top of the thing? All right.
This is by Neil Hamburger. It's called "All 7-Elevens Look the Same" or something like that.
It's a really long title. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You know, I've been all around the world from Sydney to L.A. You might say I'm a traveling guy. It's how I earn my pay. There's one thing I can't figure out, and it occupies my brain. Have you noticed? No matter where you go, 7-Elevens are all the same. You see, folks, my bag's comedy. I'm a humorist by trade. And so I stake my livelihood on observations made. But of all my bits, my favorite is the one that brought me fame. Have you noticed? No matter where you go, 7-Elevens are all the same.
It don't matter where you go, ask him and he'll tell you so. Take a bus or hop a plane, 7-Elevens are all the same. Flip a coin or pick a card, travel near or travel far. It don't matter how you came, 7-Elevens are all the same.
If you don't stop, I'm gonna hang up.
No. Neil Hamburger, man!
I don't have time.
Sometimes I think it's all a dream, but I know I'm wide awake. I've heard of Brand Identity, but this one takes the cake. Now, don't think I'm knocking it. I'm not one to place the blame. But you can't help but notice, no matter where you go, 7-Eleven's all the same. I'm sure it's just a matter of time, and I'm hoping that it's soon, when this expanding franchise will have an outlet on the moon. And I'd sure like to go there, just so I can make this claim. You see, even in outer space, 7-Elevens are all the same.
It's no matter where you go, ask him and he'll tell you so. Take a bus or hop a plane, 7-Elevens are all the same. Flip a coin or pick a card, travel near or travel far.
You're not doing yourself any good.
Yes, I am. I'm Neil Hamburger!
Hey.
Listen, let me tell you this funny joke.
No.
You remember Cult Classic?
Neil.
Well, they're bringing it back.
Shut up.
Now it's just called Classic.
I got things to do.
No. Wait. Do you remember that movie, Fatal Attraction? Hello? Hello?
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Sky high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, hey buddy. Where you been?
I've been in here. Where have you been?
In here.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. We got that sorted.
All right. You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
What does that stand for?
I think that stands for fun music.
Yeah.
Because we have some
You forgot a K and a Y in there, and I'm not going to tell you where.
What?
Funky music.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
What are we talking about today, Tristan? Boink.
So today we've been discussing health, and that's brought us all sorts of topics.
Wait, was that with a TH or hell?
Health.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like as in you're virile. I don't know. Actually, I don't think that's the right word.
Let's not talk about that in front of my kids, man.
Wait, I forgot your kids are listening.
Yeah, they're always listening.
That's
they're
good.
Like Zorro.
Zorro's always listening?
Oh, yeah.
So we've been talking health. That means we've been talking about all sorts of things like reading emails from Brenda Wilson and Mikael Fridman. And that's talking about what kind of health we'd like to be in. I said a half and half unhealthy and healthy. You said fully healthy.
I'd like to be healthy.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that? That's the thing. Like, you don't have to worry about getting horrible illnesses and being bedridden and hospitalized like I do.
See, if I could get fun diseases, that would be cool. Like, I remember I was watching a cartoon once, and they said, I got Salmonella Fitzgerald, and then they turned into Ella Fitzgerald, and I always thought that looked really fun.
Mm, but you're not...
No, let me see if I can find...
You don't have to find that, Jack.
Well, I think I just did.
Salmonella Fitzgerald. What show? What kind of sick show has this?
I think it was on.
Is it some New Zealand thing that your dad had VHSs of? And
it was Kayway. I don't know what show it's from, but I found a video of it.
Maybe I'll.
So that's, it was Kenny and the Chimp.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever watch that? I don't remember watching it either.
I have no idea. I try to avoid getting maybe 50% of the diseases.
Yeah. What do you want, like the more minor 50%, or do you really want to go for it?
Well, I have a card at home where I'm just kind of scratching off, like kind of wish list.
Okay, yeah.
So TB I got through. I got a good.
What does that stand for?
TB, tuberculosis.
Oh, I thought it was toilet butt.
No, that's not that kind of show, Jack.
Oh, okay.
There's people listening. You know that, right? And you see these sort of things.
Are there?
I know one. I know for a fact. One person's listening.
Yes, and tweeting videos at us
of them listening.
And I'm uncomfortable. All right. So Tristan, as you know, I've recently returned from a trip.
Yeah, and you haven't shut up about this trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, you know, people go to Thailand and they're like, I've been changed. You're the one guy who's gone to England and is like, I have changed. I feel so much more in tune with the universe.
Oh, I spot a bullet. Been changed. That was me when I got back.
And
the passport guy was like, what are you doing here, man?
The passport guy you got your fake passport from?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a fake ID, but you need a bigger pocket.
Right, because passports are bigger than just a regular ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand you took some audio from your many travels.
I did.
And what are we going to do with them? Like, what's...
I want you to guess where I've been, because I didn't just go to London. But I'm not going to tell you where else I've been.
Oh, I didn't know. So you went to other places.
I went to other exotic locales,
okay.
Let's say. And I don't mean locals. Like, it wasn't in Vancouver.
You didn't, okay. You didn't go to, like, the local pub, which I think is a thing.
Yeah. Place unto beers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Here, this is the first bit of audio I got just from my travels.
Okay.
Here you are.
Okay. Well,
what do you think that sounds like to you?
Okay, so I think I heard people speaking French.
Yeah.
Or it sounded like there was a multiple of languages being spoken.
Yes.
And there was some sort of like Parisian accordion sort of makes you think of
it.
Like
was a very multicultural place I was.
Yeah, but it still had that sort of like, I think, mainstay thing. So that's to me sounded like maybe like a market or some sort of public square. In, say, France or Paris.
Wrong.
Okay.
It was in a Chili's.
What?
In Saskatoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's lot that music was playing in the Chili's?
Yeah.
Well, did you... Why?
It was in the bathroom.
Oh, so that was playing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you request that music for the bathroom?
Yeah, they have a toilet band.
Oh, they have a band. There's an actual person. It wasn't even like, hey...
More than one.
So you weren't like...
It was a man with an accordion.
Right.
And two small French boys and a French mother who'd run around and just sort of make ambient noises.
Oh, so it was kind of like a probably a pretty peaceful bathroom.
It was very
visit.
Relaxing. It was $60, but it was very relaxing to buy, yeah.
Oh, so was that a tip or did you actually have to pay that?
I had to pay that if I wanted to hear it.
Right.
Like, you know, when you pay bands to perform?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Like paying people to do things, yeah.
Yeah, that's I've heard of that. That's sort of how the world works.
I think
I've
been on both sides of that transaction.
You've been paid to do things?
Yeah.
You've had a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've also paid people to do things.
Which is, name some things that you've paid people to do.
Make our logo.
Right.
Make a poster for me.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the two things I've paid people to do.
I've indirectly paid people to do things.
Like what?
When I buy fruit, I'm paying for people to pick it at some point.
I guess so.
Yeah, except for when I bought my apple tree.
Mm.
Now I pay myself to do it. $5 every apple.
Oh, but it's net for you.
Like, yeah.
You come out flush every time.
Yeah, I'm always making money on myself.
So that was in Saskatoon.
That was in Saskatoon. All right, here's the next one.
Okay, this next one should be, I hope, is exotic. Whoa.
All right, what did that sound like to you?
It was outside.
It was outside.
Because I heard kind of bugs and like maybe like a wind.
Yeah.
But I also think there was like clopping, like horse clopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like clopping along some stone or some terrain.
Some terrain, yes, terrain.
But it sounded like a hawk, which I don't know. I'm going to say that's like where cowboys hang out. So maybe it was like in Iowa, Arizona.
Close.
Like some like canyon thing.
Still Saskatoon.
What? Okay.
The outskirts, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I felt bad for the horse, though, because it was in January.
Oh, that was in January.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. The guy shipped in mosquitoes. He had a box. He put a box over my head that was full of mosquitoes.
What guy?
The guy on the horse.
Oh,
yeah.
And you were just watching this with a head full of mosquitoes?
A glass box. You know, like Saw?
Oh.
Yeah.
Except it's like just sort of irritating.
Or like that Radiohead album cover? Or music video where the thing fills up with water and Tom York almost dies?
I think that sounds like Saw.
Yeah. It was when Tom York was in Saw.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. So that was in Saskatoon again. Did you even go to England?
I did. Here, let me play you some actual audio from England, okay? Is that okay with you?
Some actual audio from England? Okay,
yeah.
I want to hear it then.
All right, one second.
Okay.
Let me just find this.
Okay. I'm letting you find it.
One second. Here you are.
Hey, mate. No, I'm not all right. I'm absolutely bloody roasting. All right?
You recorded this.
For ages, and I've just been sweating out my nut. So am I.
This is Sophie's dad.
English.
I think I better take my jacket off because.
Yeah, you came to visit us.
All right, turn this off.
Here all night, just...
So that was in England.
That was in England, yes.
And but you said you went other places?
I did.
Like what? Where? Like, do you have, like, what? Like,
and do
what?
I have a list? No. You have to guess from the audio. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a game.
Okay.
It would just be me telling you things.
Right? Okay, no.
And this isn't a Ken Burns documentary, Tristan.
All right, that's fair.
As much as I might want it to be. If it
really?
Was jazz, I'd be very happy.
You'd want this to be a Ken Burns documentary?
Yeah. I want 1,000 hours of this.
Why?
I don't know. All right, here we are.
Why would you...
Where do you think that was?
Man, that was... Are you okay after recording that? That sounded very...
It was a long day.
Yeah. So it sounded like a jungle. There was all sorts of animal noises. I think there was monkey sounds, like ape
there
noises.
There was, yes.
Yeah. Then a chainsaw and then some kind of relaxed Hawaiian or like island sort of chill ukulele guitar music. So maybe what happened, you were in the jungle, you were in like the Amazon, or maybe you were even in Hawaii. They tore down a tree and then they put up a resort, or what happened?
Okay, so this was in Regina. So you know how Regina has a zoo?
Does it?
Not anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I was there on that day. Quickest zoo transformation into a Mexican restaurant you've ever seen.
Oh, okay. So you were there for someone turning the zoo into a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
How? Were you there all day or for over months? Like, is this condensed? I'm so confused.
It's condensed a little bit. I turned it from 2 minutes into one. Let me tell you, those monkeys did not enjoy that chainsaw.
And few people do.
Yeah.
Few creatures do.
No. Chainsaw is really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, like, if you're asking me, chainsaw means danger saw. And those monkeys proved it firsthand.
Yeah. So that, and also when you're on your bike, the thing that changes the gears is the danger.
Sorry?
Because you said it was a danger saw instead of a chainsaw, so I'm just applying the same logic.
Oh, yeah, changer. Yeah, changer, danger.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they turned into a mech. You were there for the whole process. How quick? They must have had those people prepared to run in there with fajitas and stuff.
The thing is, hot behind. The thing is, the enclosure that the monkeys were in was previously a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
So it was pretty easy. All they had to do was mop up, and it was ready to go.
But those monkeys probably loved that resort, that exhibit.
Well, they locked all the fridges.
Ooh.
All they could do was accidentally burn one another.
They left the gas ranges.
Oh, yeah. Everything was all ready to go. They figured out how to use the dials pretty quick.
Oh.
And they were mean to one another.
I can only imagine. But did they maybe, like, my hopes when I hear this, when I hear this scenario, my hopes is that they sat at the booths, they wore hats, they maybe walked around and drank out of martini glasses, but they were also chimps and kind of cute. But I'm getting the vibe
like
that it was different.
It was a third of that.
There was okay, at least a bit.
Yeah.
So, but what was the other two thirds was of the scenario?
I'd rather not say.
But similar to the burning each other.
Yeah, it was pretty similar to that, except they figured out how to use the knives.
Oh. So it was maybe good that they tore this down.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a human rights thing. But it was a monkey rights thing.
Well, I mean, hey, you look around these days, who knows? Monkeys could be given rights. That'd be wild.
Wouldn't it just...
If they became people?
Yeah.
They could evolve into people if they watch us close enough.
Hey, man, if people evolve from monkeys, why are there still people? Monkeys are way cooler.
Yeah, we should go back to being monkeys. You can climb trees and...
Get Andre Agassi. Turn him back into a monkey. I'm combining two types of Luddite here. All right, that's been traveling the world with your ears.
I don't think we can play this.
Play what? That was us.
That's what I mean. I was like, I don't know if I'm emotionally ready to do this.
Since those other two guys died?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we remind people what the RPB hype song sounds like? I think we should.
Yeah, so reminder, everybody, we're changing RPP to RPB. Yeah. RPB. Yeah, so we're going to be changing the name from RPP to RPB, and I'm going to reveal at the end of the show what the B is going to stand for. IHOP, yeah, I know IHOP did it, but I had the idea before them. They just kind of beat me.
Did you have the idea for the same?
The letter and everything. Like, I wanted to change the show to RPB.
No, but did you have the same? Did you want the B to be the same thing as IHOP?
No.
Okay, good, because I was going to say that would be a bit of an anti-Blimax.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be that.
Okay, that's good.
I don't even want to say what that is. For those who don't know, IHOP recently said they're changing their name to IHOP, which I don't know is actually going to happen.
I think
the B is going to stand for burgers now. Which is, I'm upset because they're doing that, and I'm also upset because they beat me to that punch, because, like I said, I came up with the idea first. I spent so long perfecting that hype song. Jack knows. I was renting out the studios for weeks, just tinkering and getting the perfect
Which is weird cause
echo and reverb in that.
You built Pump Up the Jams from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pointed out to you that you'd done this by accident. and you broke the other booth in half.
Well, I, you know, I'm not going to let you humiliate me like that. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to show you that there's consequences. Look what you, you know, look what you made me do is basically.
I'm sorry.
It's something you should maybe realize, you know, when dealing with me.
I'm sorry, man. So yeah, IHOP's website, which is now IHOB, is still IHOP.com.
Oh, okay. So that makes, that's one indicator.
Yeah.
Check IHOB.com.
IHOB.com.
Maybe that's.
Under construction, new site coming soon. Questions, email at axiomassets@aol.com. Do you want to send this guy an email?
Yeah, let's send that guy an email.
Here, let me just pull up my Gmail. Gmail.google.com.
But yeah, so I've been trying to, I'm hyping up the show. Jack, what was that? You had, I gave you three guesses to guess what it was. What was the first one? You asked if it was bum thing.
Bum thing.
And it's not.
Okay.
Do you want to maybe use your second guess now? And
Bolognese.
No.
Mm.
Not Bolognese. That was a good guess, but not Bolognese. Okay. I feel like that would have been too similar to pizza in terms of Italian food. Maybe we, you know, I think it might. So maybe I, there's a hint there. It's not going to be anything related to Italian food.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay. Composed to Axiom Assets.
Yeah, so we're sending an email to Axiom Assets, which sounds like an evil corporation in a sci-fi movie.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
Dot, dot. So this is the subject line. Do you make burgers?
Okay, we're going to dictate this one like we did the other ones.
Are we going to? Are you asking me? Or we are going to? Okay.
We are. Like, I don't know. I was just sort of saying it in a weird way.
Yeah. So, dot, dot, dot.
How's it going, bro?
Enter, enter. How's. How. Is that spelled H-A-U-Z? How's.
Like H-O-U-S-E.
Oh, right. Like a house. Yeah.
Yeah. How's it going?
How's it going? That's G-O-Y-N-G.
G-O-Y-N-G?
Yeah. Goyen? How's it going?
No, because he's going to think we're calling him a goyim.
Okay. So, how's it going? We're two guys.
That's good. I'd, good starting out.
I'd
great
prefer
start out.
Not to say any more than that.
Great. I like the mystery.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything? Do we? Should we tell him what we do?
We say we.
You're on
air
the
right
air
now.
Air right now.
Now, yeah. You're on the air right now. Because he is.
He is. He's.
Or she. I don't know. Was there a name attached to it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're on the air right now.
Or them.
We are two. That's a given. Oh, yeah. We are two. Yes. T-W-O.
Yeah, that's, you can do, or you can do the number, actually, no, let's forget the number pad thing, that didn't work out earlier.
Yeah, it was too confusing.
Yeah.
It was too T-W-O confusing.
Yeah, I think we need to get you to, like, some sort of educator or test it or something, because I feel like you're not literate.
Okay.
And I don't
we
mean
we are
that,
literate.
But. Yeah, I like that. That's kind of, I mean, well, no, that's a bit redundant, because we've already shown our perfect control of the English language.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
Dash, Lee, cool,
guys.
Ah,
you. I go in there, you get me worried, and then you show it's all okay.
How?
What are you trying to say
do
now?
Do you drink your water?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I like to pop water balloons.
Okay.
In over my head.
Okay. Well, I think now we're getting away before it.
Yeah, that's a bit personal.
Yeah.
I saw that IHOP has
not
rebranded.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you're not going to listen to my suggestions.
As I maybe have a good suggestion and then I'll include it.
Well, I can't.
But dot 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 dot. How many dots should I do?
So typically an ellipsis is three, so I think you should do a double ellipsis to show that you're really leaving a lot out.
Yeah. They don't have the maybe URL.
Exclamation mark. Definitely say that. Maybe mention
you do all caps.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe mention, and that's a bit strange. Like, say, like, and that makes us a bit worried for them.
I don't want him to be too freaked out. I'm going to make the text smaller.
Good idea. So that way they're like, that's okay, this person's saying this in a quieter voice.
Strange.
It's a bit strange.
And then huge text. How about you sell it
to them for $4?
Them for 40?
No, I think four. Let's give them a deal.
$4. That's D-O-A-L-L-R-S, right?
What, for deal?
For dollars?
For dollars.
How does this look to you?
Dollars. Yeah, sure.
All right.
I think you can now send it off, and then end it with just unsubscribe.
Hit send. Unsubscribe.
See, now you're saying writing down what I'm saying.
Now you're writing down what I'm saying. This bit's getting old. And sent.
And sent.
All right. Should we go to a quick little break?
Let's go to QLB.
Let's go to a QLB. 1 second. Let me just pull up my old Spotify.
You're not supposed to.
Let's pull up the old.
No, we're not pulling up Spotify.
We're not. Let me just spin up a record here.
I'll grab a CD.
Let me grab a CD. 1 second.
You're in a radio show.
Hey,
you're
on, okay,
you're on air.
Okay,
you're
got
in a
it.
Studio.
This song is by Winona Forever. It's called Keep Cool.
Keep Cool.
Keep Cool.
Yeah. Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script. I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hey, bud.
You're, of course, not you, Jack, my co-host here, but the people listening
to
the
radio.
I'm not
your co-host?
No, I wasn't addressing you. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on...
The unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Yes. We are Radio Pizza Party. I'm Tristan. He is Jack. He is the other person speaking on this. We are a show. We have topics. We have segments. And our topic today has been health, but what we've been talking about has been emails, and we've also been dealing with your many travels to, which I don't even know if you even went to England. I'm still not sure about that.
I played you that video of a man. He was absolutely roasting.
I know, but... I'm skeptical in those other ones because those other ones sounded like the jungle, sounded like France, but it was just very.
I explained them very well.
In Saskatchewan.
This is on you, sir.
I know. I just am skeptical now about when you say exotic places.
I'm about to be skeptical of you as my co-host.
Well, then you're just gonna have one host, and then what?
It's not very fun if it's just one host. Yeah. I think we've explained that pretty well.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yep.
So, Jack, in terms of health, what is your favorite type of health? And I don't mean to be, but just type. Mental, gut. Physical, gut. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm making some booch right now in my airing cupboard.
Some booch.
Some booch.
Why don't you pull on over and jump in the boochmobile?
Boochy, boochy, booch, booch. Ra-da-da-da-do.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
And that's good for your gut?
It's good for my gut. It's good for my whatever rhymes with it starting with a B. Is that what it is? Is that the B?
Oh, yeah, and I've also been hyping Radio Pizza Blank. We know it starts with
it's
a B.
It's blank?
No, it's not blank. That's
oh,
not what I
that's
meant.
Terrible.
Space. I under, you know, like, no, untitled.
Nothing there. Void.
Void,
is
yes.
it void?
But it does begin with a B, so it's B.
When do I get to find void. Out? There's only, like, void. 10, 15 minutes of this show left.
Well, you're probably going to have to find it out at the end.
I don't want to.
As most things you find them out at the end. Like, of your life, you find out if you go to hell or heaven.
Is it like a movie where you only find out what all the characters' names are at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Memento, where you find out the beginning at the end.
Yeah. I didn't like Memento.
No?
No.
What didn't you like?
Kept forgetting of how it went.
Oh, well, how were you watching it? Were you watching it from the end forwards?
Yeah, I was watching it backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that probably took away a lot of the fun of that
How
movie.
Does Memento end? I never finished it. If for a moment of not doing a bit. Have you seen Memento?
Yeah.
How does it end? Does
what
he,
did
does
you mean by
him?
Not doing a bit?
Like, how
it's
does...
It's very disrespectful.
How does Memento end?
It ends by...
Does he shoot the dude?
He shoots the dude.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Spoiler alert, he shoots the dude. I think you know what I mean.
The guy who he didn't want to forget, so he had tattooed on his arm.
Well, I don't want to spoil it on air because it's a big spoiler. But
you're a big spoiler.
I'll tell you after the show, Jack. I'll tell you when you're older.
Gotcha.
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 Yeah, so we've been kind of hyping that a bit. Why don't we play the hype song for Radio Pizza Blank?
Radio
which
pizza.
Is not blank.
Is it beep?
It's
like Radio Pizza beep.
RPB. Right. RPB.
Let's play the song.
RPB. RPB. No, not this. What's that? What's happening there?
I think my CD was still playing.
Okay, turn the CDs off. Okay, turn
stop,
the CD off.
Stop playing CD. Okay, let me just get to iTunes. I mean a CD. Wow, that was good stuff.
Just adding more hype into the pot and stirring it up and watching how the little hypies percolate, you know?
Put some hype in your pipe and smoke it. That's what I like to say.
Is that possible? If that's possible, I would like you to let me know and not, no, no bit.
Hey, man, can
no
I
bit?
Just whisper something in your
hey, Jack,
ear?
No bit.
No bit?
Can you smoke hype?
Yeah, put some hype in your pipe and smoke
is
it.
Is there sound right now?
Yeah. Oh. Put some hype in your pipe and smoke it, man. I wasn't joking.
Well, I'm not going to do that since.
All right. Here, do you want to read some ads that I've got?
Oh, you got some ads? Well, are these from Prander?
No, this one's just...
Because I know Prander sometimes gets us to read them.
Yeah. Here. They're at the bottom of the document that I've been showing you.
Okay, let me
pull that up.
Okay.
They're pretty bare bones, I'm not going to lie to you. I think his idea was like, hey, guys, you're adults, figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, like he gives us the main points here. So this first one is an ad for recycled milk. So if you got unused milk, do you always have that little bit at the bottom that you just don't feel like drinking? Put it in an envelope and send it to me. And it'll save you money and save me time. That's weird. I don't know what that makes. Put it in a self-addressed stamped envelope and mail it to 822-4242 2nd Street. Okay. And it'll save you money. It'll be much smellier. I don't know which part's going to be. I'll be much smellier. Okay, yeah, his mailbox will be much smellier. And it will put hairs on your chest. So send, if you got some unused milk at the bottom of your jug, put it in a self-addressed stamped envelope and send it to 822-242 Second Ave. And it'll save you money. It'll save you time. This guy will drink it. I think maybe use it for some sort of cheese production. And it'll put hair on your chest.
Nice.
If that's something you want.
Is it something you want?
Yeah, I don't got a lot of hair on there, so I probably could use some of that.
Nice.
Actually, I don't know if it's necessary. I don't know where I stand.
You don't know where you stand as far as hair on your chest?
I also got another one.
Yep.
We got another one here on the old.
Do you want me to read that copy? One?
Maybe give that one a read.
All right. Food crate underlined. The food oriented.
Well, I don't think you need to say the order. Like, you don't.
Oh.
Say, yeah, just say the word.
Oh, that's why I don't do plays anymore. The food-oriented crate that comes to your door, the size of a mini-fridge. It keeps your food cold, your cans of suds crispy. And all you have to do is plug it into a 110-volt outlet. It can hold all sorts of things, but we find it's best for holding food that should be cooled. All in a box the size of a mini-fridge. It also costs the same as a mini-fridge and looks exactly like a mini-fridge. Order one now from Sears, a brick, or Home Hardware.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
That sounds like that might just be a mini fridge.
Yeah. It's a cool name, though.
Yeah. Food crate.
Yeah. Looks like something you'd order on the line, and it would come shipped in a cardboard box.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And it would have a slick website.
I think that's one of the better types of consuming things.
Is the box that it comes in?
No, just getting things online.
Yeah. I like online.
I mean, also the box it comes in with. Like, I definitely.
And the horse you rode in on.
Yeah, I love that part of everything.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see. Okay.
There's more.
Okay, so I'll read this one here.
Thanks, man.
Geriatra by Dior. The smell of wisdom. The smell of experience. The smell of stale bread. First old man scented perfume on the market. And that's up to you whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Geriatra by Dior. Interesting. Where do you stand on that? I mean, I don't know.
I'm wearing it right now.
One second.
It has notes like a whiskey.
Yeah, like a old, mostly peat, like they left peat in the barrel whiskey.
I really like that guy too. Thanks.
And then there's one last one here that Prander wants us to do. I didn't know we were doing these sort of corporate kind of ads. I thought we were mostly doing community-based things. Jack, you would know about that.
Listen, man, I've been pitching to GM.
Oh.
Yeah, and let me tell you what the GM stands for. Good money. Yum, yum, yum.
You get that account. You're eating lobster all month.
And I'm talking lobster in Saskatoon in January like I had.
Yeah, like frozen lobster.
It was so good. All right, go on.
Would you be prepared to read the last one?
No, I don't want to. I wrote the copy. So
you wrote the copy?
Yeah, that's why it's so compelling.
I don't know we had an ad department like that.
I'm an ad man.
Last time I checked, you were a sad man. okay, Scarianos. This one's short and sweet, but do you love getting a blood test but hate the lack of danger? Do you ever feel like you need your blood pumping before it gets tested? Scarianos is... sorry. Scarianos scares you before taking your blood to ensure that you get all that sort of fun stuff involved in there. Scarianos. So I guess it's like a blood test, but they scare you when they're taking the blood.
Ah!
Ah! And then,
scary, huh?
And then your bicep tenses. You gotta and get strong
the,
needles.
The needle, yeah, snaps right off. That's the best part. You get to take the point of the needle home with you.
Yeah, you gotta make a little collection, start making Lincoln logs, but with needles. Needle logs.
Needle logs, yeah. That was the best part of that Saw movie was when they started doing that.
They started making needle logs.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, Well, it seems like we're reaching the end of our show, our radio show.
Yeah, and you know what? I got a question.
Okay.
What does the B stand for? What does that B stand for, man? Is it Barry B. Benson?
It's a good question.
Is it a beaver? Did you even think of a bee? It doesn't look like you thought of one. If it's burger, I'm going to throw you out of this window. It's just going to hurt because we're in a basement.
Okay, Jack, can you turn the mics off for just a quick second?
Yeah, done.
Okay, so because IHOP did it, I knew I needed to get this campaign moving.
Yeah.
But
you did it so fast.
I did so fast.
You forgot to think of it.
I didn't think of a bee.
Okay,
a bee for the... I didn't think of a bee, Jack.
Okay.
I didn't think of a word to replace party in the
ballast?
Show.
Ballast? Like a ship? Maybe we're moving the show onto a boat?
Oh, ballast is good. Bow tie?
Radio pizza bow tie.
Botox?
No. Botox. Yeah, and then we